Hello everyone, my name is Patrick, and we are live in my neighborhood on May 25th on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And today I would like to talk about plastic pollution. Plastic pollution is a big crisis that is happening right now in our world, and it's on the citizens to solve the problem. Plastic is used in many products we use daily, from plastic bottles, plastic bags, containers, electronics, and so much more. Since plastic doesn't disintegrate, the plastic floats around for a long time, causing environment problems. Where does a lot of plastic come from? The ocean. Half of the world's plastic came from five nations: China, Indonesia, Philippines, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. I am here with Ms. Johnson, and I'll be asking her some questions about plastic. How do you feel about the plastic crisis?
I think it's real. You know, people don't really think about what they're doing to the earth when they put one bottle down or, you know, a plastic wrapper. They just think, oh, it's just one, you know, and there's so many other people that do it, and it's all contributing to this earth and the demise, and it's sad.
Okay, I like that answer. How much plastic do you use personally?
I do use a lot of plastic. I use water bottles for my children and myself and husband, and we buy milk. And then, you know, all the containers in the refrigerator, a lot of them are plastic. So I would say definitely quite a bit.
Do you recycle your plastic?
Yes, I have been recycling for probably about 10 years now. So I've taught my children to do that as well. And I hope they pass that on to their children too.
Do you ever catch yourself littering your plastic?
No, because honestly, I think about the consequences to the earth and to the animals. You know, the animals can eat it and make them sick. So, I mean, it's really not that hard to just take your trash and put it in a recycling bin or just a trash can if you don't have a recycling bin.
And lastly, what's the most common type of plastic you encounter outside?
Recently it's been water bottles, empty water bottles. But in the past it's been like wrappers, candy wrappers.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Johnson.
Thank you so much.
There are many different ways citizens can do to help out this problem. Restaurant chains in Mississippi are changing the ways they package their food. Grocery stores in Fairfax have totally stopped giving out plastic bags, but all of these things are only small things we can do to help the earth. And if we don't help this crisis out now, generations down the line will be in a bigger crisis than it already is. I would like to thank everyone who tuned into this podcast, and I hope I change your thoughts on this crisis so we can help this problem. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.